Well, John, 3-0 win over Celtic seems a bit unbelievable. Should maybe have printed T-H-R-E-E after the scoreline.
Yeah, no, no, it was obviously a great result, but first half was difficult. They moved the ball quite well, we thought, and it never really caused us any massive problems, but they had a lot of possession, so we kind of tweaked it a wee bit at half time, and we tried to kind of press the centre midfielders and got a bit of quality and scored good goals. I think scoring the first goal was great. Cammy had a couple of good saves after that as well, and then after that I thought we were excellent, defended really well, passed the ball and broke away and scored good goals. So no, delighted with performance. I said fitness levels were great, I thought it was really strong and fit, defended, I said we still had a very young back four out there and defended great, so delighted.
Score a second goal just 4 minutes after you went ahead. That could put a bit more.
Definitely does, yeah. Goals, it helps you with the game. It gives you a wee boost and plus obviously them and deflates him a wee bit. So, but as I said, still had to see the game out, do the right things. They had a lot of set pieces and corners, and they're quite a big team. Good deliveries, so we're definitely pleased with the clean sheet as well.
Cammy Gould didn't have very much to do in the first half. Celtic dominated it really, without really having any scoring opportunities.
No, they had a lot of the ball, we thought, first half, but didn't they really cut us open that much. I say the second half was, they probably didn't have as much ball, but they had more shots on goal. Cammy had two or three brilliant saves, especially the first one from set piece, I think it was right behind it, it was a great save. And so you need your goalkeeper to step up in big moments, and he did that today.
And as you say, the young defence did well against a strong Celtic.
Of course, I watched them last week and they were absolutely brilliant. I watched their 20s last week against St Johnstone. They won 2-0, but they were so good. So difficult. They were good players. They signed our best player last year and he's sitting on the bench for them. So it was difficult. They said Paul Allen, the youngest player on the pitch, and Stuart Morris, and the two of them played really, really well, coped, and it said pleasing for them.
Some tackle with Stuart on PJ.
Yeah, it was brilliant. Yeah, I know that's the wee bit. You get challenges in football, and they said we told him to go out and deal with him. We know what he's like. Yeah, PJ's a good player. But Stuart did well, and he can be happy with his next work.
And that result takes you above Celtic, would you believe?
No, I didn't know. I don't often look at the league that much, the players tell me about it. So I said, I think it might be 1-8, lost 8 and a draw, something like that. And we had a look, home form's very good, but away we had a good start, and then it's been, I think we've lost kind of 5 out of last 6 or something like that. So to come and get a win tonight, we've now got a wee break. We've had a really good first half of the season. Second half, we want to win more games, we want to get guys into the first team. That's our job at the end of the day. But the players have had a great kind of first 5 months. We've got a wee rest for a couple of days and then we start working again.
League fixtures, the 24th of January, somewhere like that. Will you play any other games?
Probably got a couple of friendlies in between. They said Gaffer might want some for some of the first team boys as well, and plus the younger kids. We'll probably give them a week or two without it, and then I think we're maybe playing Hearts on the 12th of January in a friendly, and we may get one the week after as well.
Anyway, enjoy the break. Well done.
Thank you.